Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be Today, we will review some vowel teams, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's begin. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly, and I will too. And then you can put your pencil down. We're not going to need it for a while. We are going to color. So I said we are going to be reviewing vowel teams. A vowel team is when you have two vowels working together to make one sound only. So we're going to be listening for some long vowel sounds. Vowel teams make long vowel sounds. The long vowel sounds are A, E, I, O, U. They say their name. So look at the top of your page and see if you can find what I am sounding out. Ready? R-A. What am I sounding out? Ray. Do you see the rays on the sun? The sun is round, and then there's rectangular things coming out of the sun. Those are called the sun's rays. Let's color the rays orange. Find an orange crayon and color each ray. See, the arrow is pointing at a ray. I want you to color each one orange, not the round part, just the rays. So ray has a vowel team. You can't hear the second vowel, but we can hear the first one. When I sound it out, I say R-A. So I hear R and I hear A, but I know there's another vowel there. It's that one that sometimes acts like a vowel. It's a sneaky one. Do you know what it is? Is it A-I or A-Y? A-Y. Ray has the A-Y vowel team. We only hear the A. A comes first, so it gets to talk. Lucky duck. And Y is second, so it doesn't say anything at all. Take 2 more seconds for your orange rays. 2, 1. Please put down your orange crayon. Let's color the round circle part of the sun yellow. Find a yellow crayon and color the round circle part of the sun yellow. So ray has an A-Y vowel team. The A does all the talking because it gets to be first. Another word that has the A-Y vowel team, ray. What about O-A? Lay has an A-Y vowel team. I almost said A-I. I mean A-Y. What about try M-A. May has an A-Y vowel team. What about hey has an A-Y vowel team? All of those have the A-Y vowel team. Hey, Ray. What about say? Say has an A-Y vowel team. Okay, take 2 more seconds for your yellow sun. 2, 1. Please put down your yellow crayon. So we have the rays of the sun with our long A. Long A says A. A. And now I want you to see if you can find this in your picture. Ready? F-O-Eyes. F-O-Eyes. Flies. Do you see the flies? How many flies do you see? I see 1, 2, 3, 4. Flies. Let's color the flies. I'm going to be different here. Ready for this? Let's do purple. Let's make our flies purple. Find a purple crayon and start coloring the flies purple, all of them. So flies, let's listen. Flies. Does it have the long A sound like ray? Nope, it has full I. What does it have? It has the long I sound, full I. You can hear the I. Now it has a vowel team. The I is not by itself. It has a friend with him. The I does all the talking. We can't hear the second vowel. But is it going to be I-A? Or do you think it's I-E? Full eyes. It's I-E. Flies has an I-E vowel sound. Another word with the I-E vowel team, fries. Do you like French fries? That has the I-E also. That has I-E also. All right, boys and girls, we have flies. We have four flies. They are purple. They have the I-E vowel team. The I does all the talking. Take three more seconds for your purple flies. Three, two, one. All right, let's see if you can find this one. J-O. J-O. Joe. It's the boy's name. There's Joe. Yeah, let's color Joe's hair brown. Find your brown crayon and let's color Joe's hair brown. So let's listen to the word Joe. J-O. Which vowel is inside of the word Joe? Is it an A? J-O. Nope. Is it I? J-O. Nope. Is it O? J-O. Yes, Joe has the long O sound, but we're working on vowel teams, so we know it's not J-O. We know the O also has another vowel standing next to it, a quiet one. So do you think it's O-A or O-E? We're on Joe, Joe. If you thought O-E, you're correct. But it's okay if you didn't think that because it's silent. You can't hear the second letter. So Joe has an O-E sound. O, well, it has an O-E vowel team and it makes the O sound. Take two more seconds for Joe's brown hair. Two, one. Here's another word in the Joe family, the O-E vowel team family. Ready? T-O. Oh, toes. We can't see Joe's toes because he buried them in the sand. So let's color the sand around Joe's toes. See how his legs are sunk inside the sand? Let's color our sand around Joe's toes brown. He buried his toes in the sand. Toes has an O-E vowel team. Which letter gets to talk, the O or the E? Which letter does the talking? The O. It's first. I see two vowels. I see two vowels. I hear one. We hear the O. I hear one. The first one does the talking, O. The second one goes walking, E. We can't hear it. It goes walking away. You can't hear it, but it's there. It's there. All right, take four more seconds for the brown sand covering up Joe's toes. Four, three, two, one. All right, ready for this? Here we go. Look for this picture. S-oot, s-oot, suit. Joe is wearing his swim suit. He's wearing his swim suit. Let's color his shorts. The shorts of his swimsuit, blue. Let's color it blue. Now let's listen to the word suit and figure out which long vowel is in there. S-oot. S-oo. Which vowel makes the oo sound? U. So we know suit has the long U sound, but we're using vowel teams, so we know there's another vowel next to the letter U. It's ooh, U, I. You can't hear the I, but it's there. It's ooh with a U, I, t, T. All right, put down your blue crayon in 3, 2, 1. Let's color Joe's shirt. The swimsuit that he's wearing comes with a shirt. Let's color it green. Find a green crayon. I think he's wearing a tank top. Let's color it green. Suit has the UI vowel team and makes a long U sound. Only the U gets to talk. Suit. We don't hear the I, but it's there. It's there. It's just super, super quiet. All right. Joe buried his toes in the sand. He's wearing a suit, and there are flies around his head. And all of these words have long vowel sounds. Take 3 more seconds for Joe swimsuit. 3, 2, 1. Find a pencil. We're going to do a little bit of pencil work at the bottom of our page. Let's start with number 1. If you look at number 1, there are a bunch of pictures. I'm going to name the picture for you. If you hear the long vowel sound, A, E, I, O, or U, or OO, I want you to circle it. Here we go. First one, toe, T-O. Circle that. You got it. Yes, I hear O. Our next picture is a girl and she is holding a tray. Tr-A-y. Yeah, circle that. I hear which one do you hear? Tr-A-y. I hear A. Our next one is cob. Cob. Nope. Our next picture is hat. Hat. Nope. Leave it alone. Next picture, fin. Scary. It's a shark's fin. 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 No. Next picture, pie. Yummy, yummy. Pie. What do you hear? Pie. I circle the pie. So let's check. You should have circled toe, tray, pie. Now let's read number 2. I see the vowel team. There's a U and an I, but we know the first one does the talking, so it's going to be the U making the sound. Let's sound it out. Fruit. 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 Trace that circle around the UI. That's the vowel team. The I doesn't talk. Fruit. Scoot over. We have an F there. R there. We need to write the vowel team. U, I. Fruit. And scoot over. Let's write the whole word. F, R, R, oo, U, I makes the oo sound in this word. T, 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 fruit. Let's read number 3. I see an I, E. Which one is first? The I, so the I gets to talk. Let's sound it out. O, I, lie. Always tell the truth. Do not lie. Trace the circle around the vowel team. Scoot over. I see the L. We need to add the vowel team. I, E, lie. Scoot over. Let's write the word lie. L-I. Don't forget your E. Let's check it. You should have L, I, E. Let's do number 4. Do you know what that's a picture of? It is hay, like ray. Remember when we did the rays of the sun? Let's write hay. H, hey, A, and then we need to add the letter that comes at the end. What do you think it is? Is it a Y or an I? If you said Y, you are right. It's okay if you said I. It's silent, so it's kind of tricky. So let's check it. You should have H, A, Y, hey. And then number 5, that's a doe. Do you know what a doe is? It's a female deer. It's a deer that is a girl. So we're going to write doe. Doe like Joe and toe. Mm-hmm. So let's write doe. D, 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 o. It's an O. And now we need the vowel team. It's an O. What do you think we should put? We can't hear it. So it's E. O, E is the vowel team. Let's check it. Next to the deer, it's really a doe. You should have written D-O-E, doe. Vowel teams can be tricky, boys and girls, because that first letter makes all the sounds and the second one doesn't make any sound at all. But you did it. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.